Next up, we have Brian Morris doing foreclosures in Deed in lieu. Brian is a shareholder of the Dallas office of Winstead PC, where he has practiced since 1987. Brian, I didn't know you'd been there that long. Brian is the co-author of 3-volume Texas Practice Guide, Real Estate Litigation, published by West in 2002 and updated annually. Brian has also co-authored several sections of Mike Baggett's Texas Foreclosure Law and Practice, and Brian is a contributing author to the Texas Foreclosure Manual, third edition, 2014, published by the State Bar of Texas. Basically, that's why Brian is here speaking about foreclosures and deeds in lieu, because he's the best person suited, because he's written all the books.
Morning. We're going to cover a lot in a little bit of time. This presentation is going to cover the basics of deeds in lieu. We'll touch on a little bit of judicial foreclosure, non-judicial foreclosures, kind of walk through the basics of that as well. And then we're only going to talk about commercial properties. We're not going to get into properties that are or loans that are secured by property used to the debtor's residence. There's some additional requirements that apply. Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, Debt Collection Act are triggered by those. They don't apply to commercial loans. The paper you have is a pretty in-depth research tool, has a lot of case sites, a lot of statutory sites. In addition, there are forms. The forms we included are a deed in lieu agreement, the actual deed that's used in connection with the deed in lieu, an appointment of substitute trustee, the notice of sale, and then the trustee's deed. And so I don't forget it later, one thing I wanted to talk about is the appointment of substitute trustee form you have. The one that we included is actually a recordable form. There's no requirement in under Texas law that the appointment of substitute trustee be recorded, but occasionally you see old deeds of trust that require it to be recorded. If you do record it, nothing wrong with it. It's a bonus, but there's no requirement that you do record it. What is a deed in lieu of foreclosure? A deed in lieu of foreclosure is basically a voluntary agreement by the mortgagor to transfer the property to the mortgagee in partial or complete satisfaction of the debt. And the key to that, it's voluntary. The mortgagor or borrower can't force the lender to take back the property. It's a creature of common law and contract. There's not really a statute in Texas that creates a deed in lieu. The only statute that even really talks about a deed in lieu is 51006, which allows the lender who takes back the property within 4 years of the conveyance to set it aside if two conditions exist. One, that there was an encumbence that the mortgagor failed to disclose at the time of the conveyance, and two, the mortgagee cannot have knowledge of the of that condition at the time of the conveyance. What are the advantages to doing a deed in lieu? It can be quicker and cheaper than a foreclosure. Prevents waste of the asset. What I mean by that is it enables the lender to take title immediately. And so if the borrower is not paying items they're supposed to pay, not managing the property, operating the property as it should be, the lender can immediately take control and begin operating the property in a fashion that helps preserve the value. It's a private transaction. There's no public posting as there is with the foreclosure. The only thing that's filed of record would be the deed itself. The borrower is generally more cooperative. That's kind of by definition because it's a voluntary agreed transfer. So there's generally the borrower and lender are working together. And it does not require the release of the lien or the extinguishment of the lien. The lien is actually preserved. And that's probably the most important takeaway with a deed in lieu is that you need to have language in the deed in lieu agreement that preserves the lien, that prevents the merger of the lien and title, and enables the lender to go back and foreclose at a later date in case you have subordinate liens or encumbrances that you need to wipe out through a foreclosure. What are the disadvantages of deed in lieu? It has no impact on other lien holders. So to the extent that you do have subordinate liens, you are going to have to go back and foreclose those down the road. Kind of the converse of one of the advantages. I've heard horror stories from some of my transactional partners that sometimes negotiating a deed in lieu can take 4 or 5 months and ends up being a whole lot more expensive than just cutting the cord and going ahead and pursuing a foreclosure. The risk of priority of liens. Since you do have to go back and foreclose any inferior subordinate liens or encumbrances, You know, if for some reason you don't do that, don't do it timely, or can't do that, you're stuck with whatever liens that are out there that are behind your loan, behind your mortgage.